Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Where's the Room coming up in a couple of minutes, getting you set for Monday Night Football. Very high total, so curious where the public is going on those prop bets that we will certainly consider fading coming up tonight. All right, Circa Survivor. Let's just talk about Survivor in general. There were two games that had larger point spreads. Remember going into the weekend, big talk, oh, point spreads of four or more. None of them have lost. They were 13-0 after that Bills win on Thursday night. Well, we finally got some L's. They caught some L's, these larger point spreads of more than a field goal in the NFL this weekend. Two big upsets, almost three. So the Seahawks, the chalk. Sam, 39% were on the Seahawks. 39% in Circuit Survivor. That makes sense. No other week to pick them. The Bills were the second most popular play. That got through on Thursday. Third most popular, Bucks, almost lost to the Jets. They have a 1, a 2, and a 3-point win. The Bucks, that would have been over 2,000 entries knocked out. But they did get by with Tampa. Now here we go. The top five is Green Bay and Atlanta. Four slot, five slot. With the Green Bay loss, 1,817 entries gone. That was almost 11% of the picks. And with the Atlanta loss, 1,179 more entries gone, 7%. So just in those two games, we're talking about nearly a fifth of the pie in one weekend. So that was big. Like, it wasn't Seahawks, Bills, Bucks, but the fourth and fifth favorites getting bounced, that's big. And now you look at it, it's like, I'd say in most pools, about a quarter is out after 3 weeks.
And you had 30 entries coming into the season. How many do you have left?
All of them.
Wow, good for you.
Somehow, yeah.
Great.
Somehow.
Doesn't get much better than that to be 30-0 so far.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already looking ahead. Do you go Bills? It's going to be everybody that has saved the Bills will probably use the Bills this weekend. Or do you want to save them again and then you get them in a week where they're going to be very low owned, like the Chiefs were last night or the Colts were low owned? Yeah, it's going to be tough to pass on what you put it as a free space. But that will be the decision that a lot of people will be making.
I'm guessing the biggest decision, if you're not going to do Buffalo, is between taking Houston at home against Tennessee or the Chargers going into New York and facing the Giants. I'm guessing Houston and the Giants, Houston and the Chargers are going to be very popular. If you can get past Buffalo, of course, but Buffalo is going to be massive. You made the point earlier about Derek Stevens. He thinks it'll be the number one pick of all time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
He's
when
probably
you hear that,
right.
When you hear that, does that scare you off Buffalo?
Not scare me off. It just makes me not want to be on them.
They're not losing, though. How are they not losing?
No, you're right. They're not losing, but I view it as a leverage play. those people will get through. It'll be more challenging for me to get through with a different pick with a lot of them, but I will have the advantage of having Buffalo in a different week, maybe the week after, something like that, when, okay, at that point, almost everybody's used them. And maybe they end up going out. Maybe that's the chaotic week, but I have the Bills on my side. So that would be it. Probably with the number of entries that I have, like a lot of the pools I'm in, I have five. You know, there's one where I have 10. There will be some Buffalo. But I'll say this. It will not, I know for sure, it will not be half or it will not be the majority. It might be like 20%, right?
Yeah, I think Buffalo is going to be very polarizing because you know they're going to win, but you probably need Buffalo down the road. I haven't looked at the Bills' schedule, but I know there are some games down the stretch where they're definitely going to win. The problem with Buffalo is if you're saving them, a lot of people like to map this stuff out. Week 17, week 18, like you're not going to the Philly game because why would you? But that game, week 16 at Cleveland, they might have the division wrapped up already. In week 18, they're not playing anybody against the Jets. Have you looked at the Bills' price? I've never felt better about saying something was going to happen and looking at the AFC East market right now where the Bills are minus 2,000 to win it already.
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks and they're minus 2,000. Insane. Because the Patriots have one win and the Dolphins and Jets are both 0-3. So the Bills are winning the East. And we know that already after 3 weeks. But you can't save Buffalo for week 18 because they're not going to play anybody. And if they have won the division and clinched the number one seed, there's a possibility that because you already beat the Ravens, so you own the tiebreaker, right? I guess if the Chargers and the Bills are both in line for the one, then you would still need that week 16 game. But I guess my point is be careful saving Buffalo for late in the season. Those games might not matter to them.
There are some books that have the Bills and the Ravens as co-Super Bowl favorites. If the Ravens steamroll the Lions tonight, do you think some books will have the Ravens as a Super Bowl favorite tomorrow morning?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know that it moves that much because, as we know, Baltimore plays to a very high power rating. I actually was looking at the AFC number one seed market. Okay. BetMGM allows you to bet on this. Buffalo minus 135. Ravens 4-1, Chargers 5-1, Colts 13-1. So I know it's going to be popular. Buffalo's not losing. Do you want to go to week five or not? If you do, Buffalo's probably the answer.
Yep. Yeah, that will be a good debate that we will have throughout the week. But what about tonight? We've got Ravens, Lions. Let's find out what's going on in the room.
Where's the room?
So good. Love it. All right, our executive producer, Paul Afton. Monday night football information. Where is the room tonight?
All right. Also, Jake, I'm fighting for my life over here against some allergies. So if I have to tap out, I trust you to get us through. All right. Number five. And again, no juice on these, unfortunately, with the post that I saw. So we can assume at least probably minus 115. But Zay Flowers, the fifth most bet product. Prop at BetMGM for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Zay Flowers over half a rushing yard.
Why do they keep doing this? They keep doing the rushing yard thing. They did it last week with Debo against the Packers. He didn't even carry the ball one time.
Do you want to bet under?
Not really.
I don't either. I hate this bet. I don't know why so many people land on it. I hate it. With a passion. Like, oh, just one carry, he's going to get there. Maybe. Could also be a loss.
You're gambling. That is the definition of a gamble.
All right, number four. Fourth most bet prop for tonight. Jahmyr Gibbs over 24.5 receiving yards.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting that that would be the fourth most popular, not the rushing, but the receiving. So Van Noy is out. That's notable. Okay. I don't understand it. I don't get where the room is at so far today, which probably means we should fade them all.
All right. Number three. High scoring game, potentially. Jared Goff over 34.5 passing attempts.
So those are people thinking that the Lions are going to get blown out or be trailing big and he's going to have to throw. That's the handicap there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a -140, by the way, at BetMGM.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good. Of course it is.
Wow. He had over, yeah. When they lost against the Packers, he had 39. When they won against the Bears, he had 28 pass attempts. Like, that's what happens. Yeah. So I'm looking at the games where he's gone 35 or more. Last year, yep, loss. There weren't that many, man. Close on a win. Close win. Yeah, the losses, he goes like, it's alt numbers. It's 40 and 50 pass attempts on their losses. So, yeah, that's the thought process. Why not just bet the Ravens -4.5 then?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right.
Okay,
good on that. Number two. So a guy that Noops was looking at for a touchdown, but the room is betting DeAndre Hopkins over 1.5 receptions. And I believe that's -135. -130.
All he needs is two, Joe. That's it.
Oh my God. Are they even winning money if they go 3-2 on these?
No. Maybe.
Depends on which ones, obviously.
D-Hop has two targets in each game. He's got a touchdown in each game, but he's got two targets in each game. This is not something that I would line up to bet. Oh, you're averaging two targets a game? Am I going to bet on you to have two receptions? No. It's a name play. They know his name. Oh, it's only 1.5 catches. Let's bet it.
That was my joke. Oh, he was good 5 years ago. Let's bet him.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I would.
St. Brown won, Paul?
That's when I would.
There is. So St. Brown is the number one most bet player to score a touchdown tonight at BetMGM. But as far as these props go, no, they went a little sideways. Rashad Bateman, under 2.5 receptions.
Oh.
At even money.
Why?
Four catches first half.
Yeah, I mean, first touchdown. Rashad Bateman. That's what I'm thinking. He has, Okay. He goes two catches on four targets in both games. Oh, well, it's going to happen again. Zay Flowers is the man. Bateman's not involved. So let's fade him. All right.
I have to look at Bateman first touchdown now because you brought it up and I really think that's a decent bet. 16-1 at BetMGM.
Okay.
The problem is you have the vulture in there, Derrick Henry, who's probably going to get it.
Yeah. Who is the second most popular anytime touchdown bet at minus 225.
What's no touchdown in this game? Just curious. Not even entertaining it. I'm just curious what the number is. I'm going to look it up.
Wow.
150.
Yeah, not happening.
What number would make you say, oh, maybe?
I probably would never. But you know how like just unfun that is to bet on no touchdowns?
Yeah, especially with these players out there. South Point went down to 53.5 to join everybody else. Circa's at 53 right now. Is this going to start dropping?
I was saying earlier, you only go to 54 if you're trying to write a bet under, and he clearly got that bet. Look, it's a lot of points. You need a lot of things to go right, and to be honest, you need both teams to score. 45-7 is not going to get you there. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but you know, you need both teams, I would guess, to get the 21. And with the way that these defenses can play, not will play, can play, if Hutch is living in the backfield and if Baltimore's D is swarming, this could easily be 27-20. I lean under for sure. And to see that 54 disappear and Circa to 53, Chris to 53, you know, this did open at 50.5. I don't know any sharp guys betting over 53.5. Why would you? Yeah. Those guys already bet, and they actually have discipline. They're not betting bad numbers.
72% of the bets, 84% of the handles on the over.
Of course.
As far as the side, the Ravens are getting more bets, 61%, 74% of the handle. I would be – I could see it going to 5. I don't think it's going to come down to 4. Why would you? They're getting Ravens money as it is, so they're not going to come down to 4. But I could see it closing 5. But somewhere around there.
The room coming in hot. Rashad Bateman under on catches.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, Joe. You can't.
Yeah. I might have to go Bateman over. Might have to.
Of all the things on the app, you log into your BetMGM app, you can bet this game 100 different ways. And the number one bet is a Rashad Bateman under. It's very funny.
Yeah, I don't think that will be the case later on tonight once we get closer to game time. But who knows? The room tends to shock us from time to time. We'll find out where everybody is at for lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test.
so MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.